your pants, mm-hmm. coat, and vest.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pants?
Pants, trousers, breeches.
Uh-huh.
About all that. Uh-huh. Pants, trousers, breeches is... Well, like I said, that's what we use. So
uh-huh.
We refer to them as your breeches, you know, or your pants, or your uh-huh. breeches, or your... Mostly, you know, and then I think they graduated to pants.
Uh-huh. Sam, talking about the suit, if you had just bought it, it would be a
brand new suit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you'd say, I tried on the coat to see how well it
fit.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and wanted it, you might ask me, would you go inside and what me my coat?
I'd say go inside and get my coat, you know.
Okay. Or another word you could use, go inside and...
And bring me my coat, or...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you say, so then I went inside and...
And...
What you your coat?
You went inside and brought me my coat.
Okay. And I tell you, here I have what you your coat.
Oh, guys. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I brought you your coat.
Okay. And something that a man wears if he's working out around a barn, it has straps that comes up like this.
Overalls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me till I washed it and it...
And it shrunk.
Okay. Every shirt I've washed recently has...
Shrunk.
Okay.
Shrunk, yeah.
I hope this new shirt won't...
Won't shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Well, she likes to dress.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
I probably would say it in a different way, you know, about a man. I would say it.
Uh-huh.
But he... What you asked me, say if a man was the type of person that dressed a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what, how would I refer, you know, use, mm-hmm. refer to him? Well, he likes, I would term it different. I mean, I would mean the same thing, but I guess I would term it different, you know. I don't know how we'd say it, but he likes to wear fancy clothes or he's,
mm-hmm.
I can't really put my finger on it, but it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
When we refer to a man and a woman,
uh-huh.
we refer to them different.
Uh-huh. What if a woman likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know? You say she likes to...
She likes primp.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
Oh, no.
Does that sound sissy, or...?
Yeah, it is. Sissy.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't refer to him. Yeah, it's different altogether, yeah.
Do you ever hear of calling a man that likes to spend a lot of time fixing himself up? Do you ever hear him called a jelly bean?
No. Not down here. They don't say it. They don't know. We'll never say that about a man down here.
Mm-hmm.
If a man shows some kind of feminine characteristics down here, we call him a sissy. Oh, what we say? I know sissy is a common word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he frequented around ladies, we'd say he's a sissy or something like that. I think that's the common mm-hmm. word that you would find, you know? Because I had friends that, that seemed like they were always with girls, you know, they would play in their hair and whatever, you know. We say it was sissy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess that may be other words that they use, but that was mostly the
mm-hmm.
popular one.